Didn't Buddy Holly have big plans for Lubbock?
He sure did. He had purchased some land out there, and he wanted to build a music store, a recording studio, the whole nine yards, and had already worked out a production agreement with Decca Records, Coral Records. They would pay him so much money for anybody he went out and discovered and wanted to do a session on them. Yeah, we was ready to start work on that as soon as we got off that tour.
Even though Buddy had been living out east in New York.
Yeah, he had only been up for a couple of months.
And there was some thought that, oh, he's gone, he's not interested in us anymore.
They thought that, you know, it took them 40 years to start honoring him out there, which is a disgrace to me.
Maybe it's kind of like Okemo finally honoring Woody Guthrie.
He put Lubbock all over the world. They're there all the time, year-round. People from all over the world come in there to see Buddy's grave, see Buddy's museum.
Even to this day?
Yeah, to this day.
Amazing. In Lubbock, there was the Cotton Club.
Cotton Club, yeah.
Guys like Bob Wills, Hank Thompson would perform there.
Buddy played out there. Elvis played there.
Is that when Buddy first saw Elvis?
First time he saw him, yeah, right there at the Cotton Club.
Did Buddy talk about that or talk about Elvis? Did he draw anything from him?
He had been singing country music with Bob Montgomery up to that time, and he saw Elvis, and he told Jerry Allison, he said, you know, we need to get in this rocking stuff. So they started using drums and started writing some different type of material.
So Elvis influenced his
big
music
influence,
from then on.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Buddy liked Little Richard's stuff and Fats Domino. He liked most of it, but I think probably his biggest, he really liked Fats Domino. You know, he liked Elvis, too, but that's what got him going on it.
You know, if the two of them visited Elvis and Buddy?
They talked. You know, he said they talked.
Do you know the inspiration to That'll Be the Day, how that came about, that Buddy wrote?
Yeah, he went to the movie The Searchers with John Wayne. Every time somebody says something to John Wayne in that movie, he says, That'll Be the Day. And that's where he got the title.
It seems like when you look on sheet music or whatever, that there are more than Buddy Holly who claimed to have written that.
Jerry Allison wrote a lot with Buddy, but Norman Petty's name showed up on all those copyrights, too, later. Norman was the publisher on most of it, so he controlled the copyrights, and that's the way the cookie crumbles, you know, back in them days. You sign contracts, you sign 50-50 deals, and, you know, you got the studio, I got the talent. You take your studio and put your time in, I'll use my talent, we'll roll it up in a ball and split it right down the middle.
Yeah,
that's how that all came about.